essence is something to ponder. Your talent ain't something to squander. Blessed and favored so highly, anointed and tortured I might be. This is that all that podcast featuring Kyrie.
What's up, people? This is another episode of the All That Podcast. Today I have some very famous people with me. I'm gonna tell you why. They're famous. Obviously, they're huge on YouTube. We were just walking up to the studio. A random guy stopped them, you know, said, man, we love you guys, man. Keep doing what y'all doing. All that. So, you know what I mean? These guys are big deals. They're also the greatest pranksters in the game right now. These people, the videos be having me dying, crying, laughing. And I don't really laugh out loud at stuff, even if it's funny, but I'll be dying at y'all stuff. So, without further ado, I have My House is Dirty with me. I got Dirty.
Appreciate the love.
I got Red.
Hell of an intro.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. What's up, guys? How are we doing today?
We're doing good, man. Just got out the gym. So, yeah, then I remember I told about the podcast. We had a rush hour. We cut the gym short, came over here.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that.
We've been waiting for this. We've been waiting on
this. Yes, sir. Did y'all did we do any pranks today? Do we have plans to do pranks today? Or
what? We'll be dropping a video today.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, we already got some done. Man. So, we'll drop a video today.
Man. Dang. The last one I watched, I remember watching, was the golf course. And that was hilarious because I work at a golf course. Oh, yeah, the boy, you had the boys hot. Yeah,
not to cut you off or
anything. Yeah, go ahead.
He be reading the comments on the daily.
Uh-huh.
I'll read them too, but he reads them really well. And then a lot of golfers, they say, were like saying like, they take that serious. Like, golfers don't play
around. No, they don't. Like, they really don't. I'm going to tell you how serious they take it, right? So, they have Bev Cart girls, right? They go out.
That?
A Bev Cart girl, they go out.
It's not like a caddy?
No. Nah. The Bev Cart girl, they go out. They, like, make drinks. You know, if you want food or little snacks or something, they have that for you. So that's what they do. But when you're on the Bev Cart, you have to stop. Like, you cannot roll through if they're getting ready to hit. Like, the golf etiquette is to stop, you know what I mean? Because they're concentrating, you know what I mean? So that's how serious they is. It's a real deal. Like, they take it serious. Like,
so you're
real.
Pretty good.
Me?
Yeah.
I am in the process of being good. Okay, like, I just started, like, 4 months ago.
Uh-huh.
So, but, you know, I'm getting there. It's a hard sport to learn, actually. Yeah. See, then they already be frustrated because you will have you're going to mess up in golf. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to happen. So, that's why y'all pissed them off so much.
what's hard about it, though? You want me to ask?
What's hard with golf?
Of course, if you don't know something, it'll take time to learn.
It's just I would say it's just 90% mental, dude. Mm. And you just got to stay mentally in the game for 18 holes, which is like 4 hours. You know what I mean?
Damn.
Yeah, to finish. And so, you have to stay in mental, and everything has to be working. Like, perfectly with your body, your mind, you know, technique. So it's tough. It's tough. And I was like, because I was saying, like, damn, I think not master, but I'm pretty good at most sports. But this sport is what it's the hardest sport to learn.
Yeah,
easy. Which, like I said, is why the dude y'all was tussling in the grass.
But that had nothing to do with that. He came in and took the cameraman's phone and everything. That's why we was going back for the phone.
Dang, that's wild.
His reaction was good too, man. Yeah, without all the tussling and stuff like that.
Yeah. So let's get some backstory for the My House is Dirty fans. I'm sure they never got to know you guys on a kind of personal level, I guess. You know, they see you by the pranks. So I guess we can start off telling us fans, because I'm a fan too. You know, we're from Houston, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
From the H. So what were you guys doing before we got into the pranking? You know what I mean? What was that?
What do you mean exactly?
Like, what was, in life, period. Just, you know, yeah, job, all that. Like, what was...
I never had a job.
Okay.
I want to be more specific. Like, what do you mean? Like, what we're doing, like, before we just started pranking, like, what we always done is yay high, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
Coming up as a youngster, we was always joking around with each other. Before we had a camera phone.
Right.
Before we recorded social media, we was always just doing our own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day, we just started, Instagram came out. One of my best friends of mine told me, yeah, you need Instagram. You're always taking pictures. But that's before the 6 or 15 seconds?
15.
Yeah, 15.
Right? Yeah. So then I just started just doing clips of just you really had to do something fast.
Ain't much in 15 seconds
to make it happen. And people loved it, you know? And
right.
So then we started doing it. And I guess the one that took off, you being from Houston, so you'll know maybe, the basketball one, that took off. And after that, but we've been doing it before that, though. I guess that was my question,
I guess, is like, what led up to it, to doing the prank? And at what point did you guys start doing it full time?
Just a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Gotcha.
22 months, to be exact. Today means 22 months being sober and doing and being dedicated.
Hey, this like drink champs. Hey, clap it up for my man being sober, man. 22 months, let's get it. For real, that's dope. That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope. So, obviously, I'm pretty sure when you guys first started doing it, it was like, you know, this is what we do anyway. Let's just, you know, maybe get some laughs, maybe get some likes on Instagram or whatnot. So at what point were you like, we can make a living off of this?
It wasn't that I could make a living off of it. Mm-hmm. It was that whenever I was, when fans became fans of mine, like I got them tattooed on me, Nas. Yeah, so whenever I seen that, like, I had my timer on, but I was doing something. I had my alarm on. I remember, like, yesterday. And we were in San Antonio, and everybody started blowing me up. That's when I had the My House is Dirty Instagram. Yeah. That's gone. But they were blowing me up like, yo, no, I just shouted you out on the Q&A. That means, like, me and you just talking random. Nothing's set up.
Mm-hmm.
And they're asking them random questions like you doing now. And then he just said, they's like, what do you do in your spare time? Like, you asking me.
He's
like, I watched a lot of YouTube. And then he's like, My House is Dirty. That's funny as fuck. You know? And that was like, whoa, you know, and I wasn't drinking then, so I was like, yeah, I want to go celebrate just for that.
Right.
Yeah. He drinks Hennessy. Let me go get some Hennessy, but yeah, right. I didn't do it, but yeah, that was love right there.
That's major, bro. Yeah. Nas?
Yeah, Nasty Nas.
A legend. Know. That's a legend.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. So what other maybe like celebrity or high profile people that you guys got love from? Other than Nas.
Oh, Justin Bieber jumped on our live one time. He used to follow us. Yeah, he jumped on our live Instagram one time.
Shaq.
Reposted. Me, The Game.
Dang.
Chili. Yeah. KD. Yeah. A lot of them. Not to keep count, but the ones that I know, basically. OBJ comment on it. He used to mess with it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang. So, this is what I wonder.
Oh, yeah, Cameron stays tough on it, yeah.
Cam?
Yeah, Killer Cam.
Killer Cam. So, at what point, and not at what point, I'm sorry, let me backtrack, because I think this when I'm watching the videos. I was like, there's no way they keep going to the same Home Depot or the same.
Oh, no, we travel now, yeah.
Okay. So, have you ever repeated, like, the same place?
Of course, more than 15, 20 times. To the point where they don't even bother us no more sometimes.
Yeah.
They just, like, just do
they
it.
They become fans. They become fans, man. You know? Go ahead.
Facts. I see that, like.
Just don't let my supervisors see you,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, like,
I see that a couple of videos where, the workers be like, can I get a pic? You know? Yeah.
So now they, like, well, not now, but in the past until and now, they still send us, like, uniforms and stuff. I can't tell them who exactly sends it or whatever. But
I'm a worker, bro.
Yeah. They send it. That's dope. Yeah. They do send it.
Yeah. That's what's up, bro. So, what's the planning? Like, do y'all have, like, this big meeting every week about, all right, we're going to do this, we're going to do the walkie-talkie thing, we're going to, like, how do you even come up with the, like, what was the origin of the pranks?
Like, how do I come up with new things to do? Like, man, this is not even, like, exaggerating or lying or nothing. I'll just sit here and I'll have this phone in my hand, that wire in my hand or whatever it is in my hand, and I just say, how could I make this funny?
Yeah.
And stuff like that, or what could I do to make it funny, or and that's how it comes about. Yeah. So but we don't copy nobody. If anything, they copy us. Like after it's done, then they'll copy us. Like,
yeah. Literally. You know what's crazy about you is that you stay in character, bro. Like you barely break.
Yeah.
It's like amazing. Like is that something you had to learn, or did you just that's it was in you?
Like, I know the camera's there,
yeah,
but I act like it's not there at times, you know.
Yeah,
I think what's been with breaking me literally sometimes now is that the cameraman laughs a lot and he laughs a lot. So when I see
Red be
them,
laughing,
I'm like, just seeing Red do this all day long,
yeah.
The video's not even that funny, it's just seeing him doing that shit kills me. Yeah.
I'm trying to work on it though, bro. I'm trying to work on it, but
right.
I can't help it sometimes.
It do be hilarious, bro.
Like he
yeah, he just be
Stone cold, you right? Know, stone face.
I want them to think it was an accident, or I'm really not joking with them.
Right.
Because I told him the other day, I said, yo, you got to stop doing that, because if we do a video to you and then you start laughing, he going to think you did this on purpose.
Yeah.
And sure enough, the next day, I kid you not, he was doing something to somebody. He put it back in his cart, but like aggressively, and then he started laughing. That dude took it down lightly, came through, bam, bust him in the face with a sausage. Yeah, because he put
Dang.
It
in the
cart, he bust him in the face with a sausage, and that became
another guy he hit you with a sausage. Another guy hit you. He was like, dang, man. And he was like bleeding from his head, though.
Oh, yeah. That was in Miami.
That was the water hose. I was hitting him up with the
water hose.
I didn't see in his hand. He had a piece of that. What is it?
PVC pipe.
PVC pipe. Yeah. You know? And I hit him again. He lost it at me. My freaking head and leaping, busting my shit open, man. You know. But
you want to get with him, though. I know.
Man,
I know you
wanted
to get
so
with
bad.
Him. I know it. I was like, dang.
I was like, I couldn't do nothing. Cause
asshole.
I'm like, man, I'm over here wetting him up. You know,
right.
Like, it just comes with it, you know
right.
what I mean?
What's crazy is that people are so focused on YouTube that they don't recognize the camera. You know what I mean? The camera right there, they don't even be paying attention to that. They be
sometimes
like, and they talk to him. They be talking, are you with him?
Oh,
do you know him? And he'll
be
egging them on, like, dude, why you do that? It's crazy. Like, they do not be realizing the camera is right there.
Yeah.
That's nuts. But the funniest, my favorite one ever, was when I think he was carrying a sheetrock or something, and the African dude was sitting there talking to you while he had this shit on his head, and the whole time he he was sitting there just holding the conversation like he not
dude,
three,
right?
Three, 4 minutes right there. That was crazy.
That was a nuts, bro. Do y'all have any favorite ones?
Man, it's like the list goes on, right?
But yeah, for real.
Off the top, it'll be the I love the car push.
Mm. I don't ever.
I
get
love
old.
the rat video. They go crazy. and also the water hose. I'll go with the water hose. That's my top
water
three.
Hose,
I'll do the
bro.
Top
I
three. Off the top,
pissed, bro. Yeah. Especially if I had to fit on. Oh my
Just
god!
Just imagine you going to the store and say, "Hey, baby, I'm gonna go grab a hammer."
Yeah,
we gotta go rush to somewhere.
Right.
You dress, and we're like, that's how we see it. Like I'm telling you, we come in, it's like we're all three. Go get him right
Everybody's
now.
Everybody's
like,
a victim.
Go get him right now. He's going to turn it up.
Yeah. So that's another thing. Let me ask that. Like, how do y'all pick, like, who y'all want to mess with? Like, what vibe do they have for you to be like, all right, he or she will give me a reaction?
We just don't mess with nobody. Like, if they got the kids with them, we ain't going to mess with them.
No matter how bad we want to get them, but if they have kids, we don't touch them. We don't bother them. We don't do nothing
nobody
to them.
Too old.
And nobody old.
Yeah.
You know, so...
We got
besides
some older
that,
ones,
besides that,
we ain't gonna lie and say we haven't. We got some older people.
Oh yeah, Loopy.
Yeah.
We got Loopy. We got a couple Loopies before.
Man, that's crazy, bro. So, how do you gauge how far to take it? Like, is it like person by person that you just kind of get the feeling like, all right, maybe I should stop here, or like, what's your gauge on taking it? Because I feel like y'all be taking it to.
Yeah,
the line right there, y'all be right there.
Yeah, sometimes I feel that, but man, it just like if I automatically do something to you and then you get mad and aggressive, and then I'll be like,
reaction.
It's a race, it kills it, you know. So I want to keep going to push it, and then at the end I'll tell you. Maybe I might tell you depending on what we did to you. If we did something so like crazy, like you're not gonna hear it, you don't want to hear it.
Yeah,
we'll
just go cry about
it. Yeah, cry then.
Right.
So yeah.
Dang. And y'all be staying, like, there when, like, they look like they're about to get physical. You'd be like, what's like, you want to go outside? We can do it. Let's go. Yeah. Like, are y'all ready for that, though?
Not now. Yeah. Now, in the past, I was like, I wanted to kind of, like, push it. But then, like, the older people started talking to me, like, yo, this is you. You doing this. Like, so if they get mad, you can't get mad. They mad that you did it to them. So
right,
why you gonna get mad when they do something to you?
Yeah. Right.
So I kind of calmed it down now.
That's how I had to look at it when I got my head busted open.
Yeah.
And that was real. Like my blood was over my eye. He
right.
Coming down. She was crazy.
Dang. What's the worst reaction? I mean, that's a pretty bad reaction. But what was the worst reaction you guys ever got?
I got in a fight one time at the gallery. This was like before, like we went big.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went there and, you know, like spices, like it looks like weed, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
So I put that in somebody's pocket. It was a black guy. He was leaning down. I don't know what he was doing. He was fixing the machine or something. I put it right in his pocket. Like, he was scrunched down. He didn't even see me coming. I just put it right behind his pocket.
Yeah.
And he got it. I said, just pay me later. He took it out and threw it on the floor. He went back. I act like I was leaving. I picked it up, went back, did it again. And then he's like, man, why you do this? And he's like acting like he's giving it back to me. And then sure enough, he punched me right in my face. Boom.
Damn.
Like a good one, though. I didn't expect it. It's quick, fast. Boom. I was like, oh, hell no. Nah. Like, that was like, I didn't care back then. Like, we're fighting. Yeah. I don't care. Whatever happens, we're going to jail together or we just tearing it up here.
Right.
So we just started fighting right there. Like, for a little while, like, nah, not a little while, like 15 seconds, we going at it, boom.
Mm-hmm.
And then my cameraman, he was like, ain't worried about recording. He's trying to jump in with me. And then I'm like, no, chill. And then the dude starts screaming like, yo, calling security. So they all start coming, so we take off running. And that was the worst one happened to me besides him getting the head, hitting the head.
That was crazy. Yeah,
I think now everything happens to him now for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, they always putting hands on me, man.
Man.
Throwing stuff at me, champagne bottles and stuff.
Like, dang, you got champagne bottles thrown at you?
That was recently, a couple days ago. Dang. I went to jail over the, oh, man.
I saw that. Y'all recorded that, right?
Yeah, but that ain't nothing. Like, it was a city. It was a ticket.
Yeah.
But the cop said, I want to take you to jail, make sure this is you, and make sure that's who you are. So
that's when you kept, when you was, like, messing with him. The more you keep messing with us, the longer your friend is going to stay in here.
Yeah.
So the most risky one y'all did to me, and we talked about this before y'all did it when we went to dinner that night with the police.
Oh,
like,
I love that one, man. That was cool.
I was like,
and then when they needed a moment,
yeah,
I didn't know that I was going to get hit with that taser or what.
Man.
The first one.
It was action. Like,
that made us go more.
You got a ticket that day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man, they said he's hitting you with the champagne bottles and a ticket.
Crossing the street.
They got you for jaywalking?
Yeah, bro.
Dang.
They couldn't do nothing.
That's crazy.
They couldn't find nothing else. We weren't doing nothing wrong. Like,
y'all had to be nervous doing that one, though.
Yeah. I mean, we wasn't at first. We're like, what's the worst they could do, you know?
Yeah.
But when they started putting out their stuff and, like, their guns, I mean, or their tasers or whatever, it was like, oh, they serious. Like,
yeah.
Because you got to think about it. There's jail for jail, courthouse. So this person really probably escaped.
Right.
So.
It was like, oh, man. I'm pretty sure they'd be looking for action, too.
Oh, yeah.
And that gave them all action they needed. Yeah. Dang. That's crazy.
That shit was wild right there, man. That shit was wild. Dude. I promise.
Tell them about the sergeant. What were you trying to do?
Oh yeah, the sergeant, man. We did the last one. We wanted to do everybody, meaning constables, sheriffs.
Yeah.
And then we're like, well, we'll save HPD for last because they're not there right now. So we went looking for them. We're like, who does that, right? Let's go find the police, you know?
Yeah.
And we went to go look for them, and man, I tell you, there was like right a lot of people like, were fans though. Like a lot of policemen were fans of
us. They already knew us.
They already knew,
man.
The sergeant called the DA. The DA's like, what do you want me to have charges on? And then he's like, I ain't know. It ain't over. He started Googling something to try to make up something to take me to jail. I was like, are you
serious?
That's
crazy.
Oh,
that's
crazy.
Yeah, so, okay, how you said that some of them knew you. And so how often do you guys run into that to where you're trying to do a prank, but they're like, dude, we know you?
Oh, it happens here and
almost
there.
Almost all the time.
Yeah.
Dang.
Every store.
Yeah, a lot of times, yeah.
He's one person.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dang. So how much money, because sometimes, like when you're in a grocery store or something, you'll be like, we got whatever you put in your basket. Yeah. How much money y'all didn't spend on that?
We try not to put on camera, like, to say,
how much?
Close, like, we'll do, like, hey, I'll buy your groceries or I'll do this for you later on.
Yeah.
But we do it every now and then. Not
every time, yeah.
Like, sometimes they just refuse it, you know?
Really?
To be honest, they refuse it. But I think, like, I forgot what I was going to say exactly, but some of them take it. They love it, though, and it just changes their mind from being so mad and like, you're going to give me some money? Like, you going to buy this for me? And then they just smile. Kanye smile. It just comes up. Like,
I remember one in particular. It was this black chick, and I think she was saying something about her husband's in the car or whatever. Anyway, but you ended up telling her, like, I'm going to pay for it. She was like, shit, let me fill my basket up then.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny. Okay. So after you tell people, because you don't – do you tell everybody it's a prank afterwards or no? Some people you do, though, right?
Some.
Right.
Some.
So have y'all ever, like, told somebody that and they were still like, to hell with y'all.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I don't care.
They ain't try to laugh. They ain't got no.
That's
no,
something
nothing.
I get even more mad. Like, you recording me? You
for
know?
Real.
Yeah.
Dang. Man. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Let's get a cameraman some love, too. Shout out. Clap for the cameraman one time. He doing the thing.
he ain't going with us to the gym.
This
in the
ain't
going to
fit.
So.
You got to get an iPad to record him, though.
Oh, yeah.
On the TV.
That's nuts.
Yeah, he don't get no love. He ain't go to the gym today.
Oh, man, he missed out on the gym? Dang. Dang. Oh, that explains the Chipotle. Got it. So, where are we trying to take this? Like, are we just going, you know, with the flow, kind of, and mm-hmm. just seeing where it goes? Or do you have, like, a concrete plan on where you want to take it?
Like, man, to be honest with you, when I had the Instagram, everybody hit me up and tried to work with us. We mm-hmm. had, well, he was in jail, but they flew us out. The WWE flew me and my friend out. Was trying to make a show, but they said, you got to stop losing your Instagram. And I kept losing it for whatever reason. But, yeah, the WWE even flew us out there. We was front stage at the SummerSlam. They was trying to get us a feel for trying to put a show together. Steve Rifkind hit me up. That's the one who managed DMX and everybody. Mm-hmm. And these people, I lose contact with them because it was through Instagram, you know?
So dang.
There was a lot of people reaching out, trying to do something.
What happened to you? You got hacked or?
They just deleted it.
Dang. That's crazy. But how many YouTube subscribers do y'all have?
264K.
260? And y'all be averaging, I had to say, like at least 300 a video.
Yeah. It's sure. 200-300.
Yeah. Dang.
So we do pretty much like 100%.
Right. I can envision it being kind of like another like Jackass show, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Something like that. Like, it could definitely be a TV show because it's definitely entertaining.
You think so, bro?
For sure. But y'all, before that happened, they come to y'all. Y'all probably already did this, but y'all have ownership, like own the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, we'll let you distribute it, but
yeah,
we own it. So, man, anything y'all wanna get out to y'all fans?
Man.
My House Is Dirty fans.
Hold up, man.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about, baby. The shirt coming off. Hold on. Let me tell a story before y'all go. Like, so we had dinner, right?
Uh-huh. Oh,
us.
Yeah,
we had dinner, man, and I've never seen anything like this. This man, Red, takes off his shirt in the damn restaurant, and nobody says anything.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
All the way through. Yeah.
All the way through. Yeah. He just, so yeah.
Confidence, like, bro.
That's what it is.
Confidence.
Man. You know?
Take yours off, baby.
He's like, eh.
And it's the opposite, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you feeling your post-workout. That's what it is.
Exactly.
You know
stay
what I mean?
Tuned.
Feeling strong.
But most part, man, we just want to let everybody know, just stay tuned. And we appreciate all the love. Everybody that's been rocking with us, man, we appreciate y'all.
Facts.
You know what I mean? It's all love on our end. We ain't like that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, y'all just stay tuned. My Instagram, I finally made me a new Instagram. It's Cribs Red. Y'all know his is Cribs Dirty. And it's just the beginning. A cameraman's, my name is Chavo. You know, and we're just going to keep going for, you know, and see what happens. One day at a time.
Facts.
You know, start traveling more and interacting with people and stuff like that.
You want to say something?
No, go ahead.
I was about to say, where all have you guys traveled to do your pranks?
Like, state for state?
Mm-hmm.
Cali, Vegas, Chicago, Texas, of course, Louisiana.
Washington.
Jersey. New York, Jersey. That's just off the top.
Which,
you know?
Which state giving the best reactions?
I want to say two now, because he got his experience and I got my experience. Went to Chicago. I went to O Block. Yeah, shout out to O Block. It was love, but I don't think I should have went there because I do my videos at Walmart,
mm-hmm.
Home Depot, and Lowe's. Now it was just like, oh, they say O Block's tough. Well, let me go prove that I'll go there and then go do a prank there.
Right.
For no reason, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't called for.
Yeah.
So, but shout out to O Block. It was love.
I like Miami.
His was Miami. It was like the difference.
Live out there, man. It's a good vibe out there. I'm born and raised Houston, but it's good to move around and see different stuff, you know?
Right.
Man, Miami's a nice vibe, man.
And Miami's different, for sure.
Yeah. I wish I wouldn't have got my head busted open, but it was cool.
Bro, it was funny. He was mad. People, even the fans.
I'm like, mad at him for laughing.
You let him get busted open. I'm like, bro, that happens.
He was trying to take care of you in the restroom, though.
Yeah. He bandaged me up.
So yeah, he bandaged you.
Cleaned me up and stuff.
When he gets here, you laughing, he...
Yeah, man. Asshole hit me in my head. He got serious real quick.
Man, the sting didn't go away, bro. Yeah. Well, that's why I kept rubbing myself.
No, he threw a pipe at you?
Bro.
Yeah.
You seen how far that bitch flew.
Right.
It hit the shit out of my head, and man.
Dang, he did it quick, too. I ain't even see it coming.
He ain't back down, though. I ain't gonna lie. I'm talking about the guy.
The other guy?
Down. Hell no, he didn't.
He was ready.
Because even after he threw that, there was those big old water jug. Well, I don't know, it kills the weeds in the plants.
Mm-hmm.
He picked it up like, hey, I got another thing. Come again. Yeah, you see the video? He picked it up. He's like, come on.
Man, his wife had pissed him off that day, boy. He was ready.
Man, something was going on. I don't know what it was, man. I was like, damn, why did it have to be me, though?
Man.
But I was soaking him up bad. I was hitting him bad with the water hose, so that's what
you
I...
Was, you kept doing it, too.
Yeah, so it's all right.
Man.
He didn't hit my face. If it would have hit my face, I would have been out of there, you know?
Yeah, you would have. Yeah, I would have had an issue. Been some furniture moving. Y'all should do meet and greets. Y'all do that?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't think the YouTube it's love. They more view it, but meaning like Instagram, you could interact with your fans.
Yeah, more than YouTube.
Than just YouTube. I got a comment for comment.
Right.
Instagram, I could just go right to your DM. You could DM me because I answer my DMs on a daily. Like they're there. They're always there. They come, but I answer them. And I can interact, and I know how to say it. YouTube, I got to do a whole video and tell you this, do that, and it's up to you to watch it.
And like, they keep taking the Instagram.
They keep taking it. But, when I had the Instagram, I had, like, 500 pairs of shoes at one time. And then I just got all of them, and I went. It was back to school. I said, you know what? I'm going to show love. Every shoe's no more than $25 to $30. But they're brand new. I keep my shoes in good condition.
Yeah.
I went to the barber shop. It was like a Foot Action Foot Locker line. Like when they sold out the shoes,
Damn.
They all came and everybody showed love. They all showed up at time and they came through and they took all of them, you know?
Yeah.
But I thought I helped a lot of people out by selling them shoes for $25, $30, you know?
Yeah, that's major.
Yeah.
What advice would you have for content creators on how to, I guess, build an audience and stay consistent with it?
I thought that's the major key, staying consistent and then being original and coming up with something. Don't copy somebody because, like, if I seen it from here, well, I don't want to go see it from you because you're not going to do it like the person who created it, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so I think staying consistent and creative. You?
Man, just be yourself and just, you know, just keep grinding.
The same thing.
Just keep grinding. Don't give up.
Yeah. Being yourself is important, though, because I feel like the audience can sense inauthenticness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they could tell you, you know. Like, when I watch y'all pranks, like, I feel like it's real. Like, I actually, like, it's not staged. It's not, you know what I mean? Some pranks, I feel like it's staged. Like, the...
Go ahead.
We ain't gonna do it.
Put it blunt.
So, they got this guy on TikTok I watch, you know.
Travel.
But I get the feeling that some of his stuff is staged. Like, the dude, he's like, I'm on the phone, bro. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. That's
you ever seen
100%
him?
Stage, yeah.
Yeah, but you could tell.
Oh, yeah, you could tell.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, I think y'all do a good job of being authentic with y'all.
Yeah.
With y'all stuff. So, my house is dirty. My man Red. Thank you guys for coming on. Thank you for...
Man, we appreciate you having us, bro.
Yeah, for sure. And what y'all doing, I don't even know if y'all realize this, that, you know, we just came out of pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We have a recession.
Yeah.
They're saying it's coming. Now you got monkeypox. Like,
yeah,
so,
I heard that. Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah,
stuff.
So you have all this stuff, and people need some escapism.
Yeah.
And what you guys do, give people escapism, you know, make them laugh, even for... You know, 10 minutes or however long the video is, you know, just for that 10 minutes or so.
Yeah.
You allowing people to escape from, you know, their daily.
Whatever they're going through.
Their daily worries.
I
so,
forgot,
Where do you
have your, you have a YouTube channel as well?
I have a YouTube. I wasn't heavy on YouTube, but I have, it's going to be on YouTube.
What do you do? So I could put it, we want to put it out there for you, you know what I'm saying?
Like yeah.
To share.
Instagram.
So get them a video right quick and put it on there and then I guess shout out your thing.
Appreciate it, yeah. Number one place would probably be Insta. That's where I'm heavy at on Instagram.
We'll do it on the YouTube, and then we'll shout it out on the YouTube for you.
Bet. So, Yeah, YouTube, Instagram, Apple Podcasts. What I'm doing a plug right now.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, it's the All That Podcast. Your boy Kyrie. I'm here with My House is Dirty. Dirty, Red. We just did a fire episode. And yeah, y'all tune in. Make sure to subscribe to Kyrie TV. Follow Kyrie Nouveau on Instagram. That is KHYRIENEVEAUX. I'm pretty sure they'll put it in the description somewhere.
Yep.
So yeah.
The zone.
Yeah.
We vouching for it.
Facts. So yeah, man. Thank you guys. Once again, and yeah. I was actually thinking, I was like, it would be crazy if they pranked me on a podcast.
Man, we're just about to do it, too. Man.
Ah, that's crazy. See what I mean? But
maybe next time.
Maybe you know, next time.
I'm doing this again, bro.
Facts.
Catch up.
But yeah, man, thank you guys for coming on. Thank you guys for listening. That is it for this episode of the All That Podcast.
Appreciate it.